Welcome to the Deuce Podcast. I'm Brad.
And I'm Jeremy.
And just to reiterate the fact, this is the Deuce Podcast. It is a podcast about the second installment of movies and not about the HBO series The Deuce, which starts season two coming up here.
Yeah, so stop asking.
It's not a talk. Stop asking.
You know, we did come before that.
Stop asking me, Franco, on Twitter. Stop bugging me.
We did come before the show.
We did come before the show.
And so maybe we should send a cease and desist letter.
Maybe we should. Damn it.
Or let's at least see if they'll put a flaming number two up somewhere in there as a shout out to us.
Maybe a shout out. Get on that, Maggie Gyllenhaal. All right. She listens to what I have to say.
A quote by Jake Gyllenhaal.
We are doing episode 70, the big 7-0, which I believe is how old Paul Dooley was in this movie.
Probably.
70. We are doing the sequel. We decided to do a football sequel. There's not many football sequels out there. So we actually found one. It's the sequel to Angels in the Outfield.
Yes.
Called Angels in the End Zone, which is a football sequel. So the original one was a baseball, and this deals with a football team.
Yeah. And later there's a third movie, Angels in the Infield,
which is another baseball
movie. They decided to revert back to baseball instead of like hitting more sports. Yeah. They were like, forget it. Let's just go back to our original.
We found out that there's not a lot of football sequels. It's usually like one, and then you don't really revisit it.
There's really not that many baseball ones either, though.
Not really, but there's
more
baseball.
As far as like twos,
there's more willing to go to baseball than there is, you know.
Yeah.
There's more like, I mean, Rocky, there's 400 of those things.
Right.
But we are doing that. It is directed by the guy who wrote the screenplay to the terrible Francis Ford Coppola movie Jack, starring Robin Williams, but we're not watching that movie. We're watching this movie. It was a TV movie. It was a Wonderful World of Disney.
Yeah.
We found it on YouTube, so you can actually, you know, watch it legally on YouTube.
Yeah.
With an occasional French subtitle here and there. Not that much.
It does French subtitles over the weirdest things, too. It's not even consistent. Like, sometimes it does it for, like, newspaper headlines or like gas station names. Yes.
Much like most French stuff, it's not consistent at all. So there you go.
There you go.
Reiterating the fact that we are part of the No Phony Podcast Network. Yep. What is the No Phony Podcast Network, you would ask? Say it in French, would you?
Le No Phony Podcast Network
no, go ahead.
Is if I said like this, it must be in French.
Okay. Nah, I didn't like that. Let's not do that.
Let's not do that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, that's fair.
Okay.
My French teacher will be so disappointed.
Did you take French?
No.
Okay.
I took Spanish, but I was in a class that the French teacher taught, and I remember she said something, and she goes, apple, which I go, Jeff is sick, and she goes, apple, meaning like, really?
Right.
And I went, the flu, and then everybody laughed at me because I was like, I didn't take this stupid language.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Go ahead.
So the No Phony Podcast Network is a ragtag group of heroes.
Yes. Much like the Bad
Soldiers
News
Bears. The Soldiers of Fortune who are...
Or the A-Team.
Yeah. No, they... we're a group of individuals who our big connection is... that we love to podcast, really. And so there's not like a, you know, you get a lot of different podcast networks where if you go there, you're going to get pretty much the same theme throughout there. The great thing is we have some that are better known, some that are, you know, up and coming.
Mm-hmm.
But all of them are great podcasts run by great people. And there's something for everybody on there. So, you know, if politics is your taste, we've got Politics with Dummies and Punk Rock and Politics. You know, we have several sports, both, you know, domestic to the United States and internationally.
Mm-hmm.
We have really just about anything. Music. We have video gaming. We have some just more unique kind of setups, too.
We
have sketch comedy.
We do.
with ABC, with ABC D-Bags does comedy, and then
who are they?
Release the Clowns does sketch comedy. I mean, there's so much in there. And we even have some folks
basket
who
case,
are
Basket Case.
Yeah, Basket Case. We Sunday or Saturdays with Chicken Duck.
Yeah.
But
what's the podcast of the month?
Between the Profound and the Profane.
There you go.
So definitely check them out. So they are highlighted for the month. You know, so you know, we'll all be talking about them. You'll find lots of stuff on them. But I think in the meantime, after these messages, we'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
What up? This is Dina Marie, the host of the Twisted Philly podcast.
There's more mischief, mayhem, and nefarious goings-on in the city of brotherly love than Billy Penn could have ever imagined. We've got it all here on the Twisted Philly podcast. True crime. Haunted history, the coolest and creepiest places to visit. Welcome to Twisted Philly.
You don't have to be from Philadelphia or Pennsylvania for that matter to get into this show. You just need to like some seriously weird, twisted shit. Plus, listening to me gush about the places I love to go, the history I love to tell, and the really sick, twisted crimes we've had going on here since back in the Victorian era. So come sit a spell with me in the city of brotherly love and sisterly affection. You can find me on iTunes and all the other major podcast apps.
And we're back.
We're back.
So check out those guys.
Yes.
Yes. Use a coupon at the checkout, like before.
Okay.
Yeah. Put in just the number 2 for the deuce. Yeah.
Yeah. Promo code 2.
Or promo code 2.
Promo code Angels in End Zone.
So we are doing episode 70, which is Angels in the End Zone. We thought we'd do a football movie. Just recapping, we thought we'd do a football movie because it is football season, the beginning of football season.
Yeah.
Both collegiate and NFL.
Correct.
Are going to hit full steam ahead. And we thought, what better way to celebrate but the great direct-to-TV sequel, Angels in the End Zone.
Angels in the End Zone.
Starring, you would say, not really starring, but he is in this movie, Christopher Lloyd.
Yeah, he was in the first one more than he was in this one.
He's the only one from the first one, right?
But there are some really disturbing scenes with him in this one.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was more in the first one.
You would call him the Bo Jackson of Angels. I mean, he does baseball and football.
Yeah, I'd say that's fair.
Yeah, well, there you go. I thought I'd throw that out there.
So, of course, the first one had Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt,
or as his friends like me call him, Joey G. Lev.
Joey G. Lev.
And then it had Tony Danza. It had...
Tony Danza was in that. Or as
he was.
As friends of him call. Not me, but friends of him call, you know.
Mr. Danza,
yes. Because he's like... He's such a dick. He's like, call me Mr. Danza.
Tony,
but I've known
Danza
you for 40 years.
Line.
We're cousins.
And he goes,
I don't care.
Shut your mouth, Judith Light.
Shut your mouth, Judith Light. I don't care how many Emmys you won.
So, and it had Donald Glover.
Yes.
So
this movie, have Christopher Lloyd's in it.
Mm-hmm.
My third favorite. Lawrence brother, Matthew Lawrence. Matthew Lawrence. Yeah, my third favorite. Actually, probably my fourth favorite.
Who are the? Wait, there's a.
No, there isn't. Martin's not one of them. They're not related.
Oh.
I tried to tell my mom that Martin and Joey are not related, but she did not understand that. Anyway, that and the kid from Seventh Heaven,
David Gallagher
from Seventh Heaven. He is not. He did not grow up and then became Gallagher. I know that people think that.
True.
But that's not true. The blonde head, raggy hair kid. Blonde hair kid from Seventh Heavens. And from Heroes, Jeremy.
Jack Coleman. For those of you who don't know what I mean, we'll say it's Noah Bennett.
And if
you still don't know what I'm talking about, the horn-rimmed glasses guy.
Not wearing glasses in this.
No, he's not.
No.
Because he doesn't use them in real life either.
Oh, he doesn't. Oh, okay.
But yeah. And I don't know if I know that he didn't, like, when he started the show, he had to pick out a pair. But everything I've seen him on since then, he's like had those glasses on. Right. So I wonder if that became kind of his trademark.
We did forget about my favorite character actor in this movie, Paul Dooley.
Paul Dooley, who was
married to the creator of 30-something in My So-Called Life, which mm-hmm. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Paul Dooley is actually 90 years old, but the man always looks like he's 65, no matter what. Am I right?
Yeah.
No matter what era, what could be the 80s or whatever, he always looks like he's 65 years old.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty fair.
Yeah. He was probably 20 when he first started.
Yeah, probably.
I'm just saying. And he probably looked like he was 65.
That's really fair.
That is really fair.
All right, should we get dropping the deuce here?
Drop the deuce on this Angel movie, shall we?
Okay. So, the movie opens with one of the most awkward openings that I've ever seen.
Yeah, that was really awkward.
It was really bizarre.
It didn't really have anything to do with anything.
It had nothing to do with nothing. It was like they took the idea of
Field of Dreams,
yeah, and just like brought it. They were like, "We'll steal that. It's okay."
So, yeah. So Christopher Lloyd's playing baseball in the baseball.
There's a baseball field, but it doesn't. It's not Oakland.
No,
it's just a baseball field with bleachers and stands and everything.
Yeah,
just sitting in the middle of like a field.
Yeah,
and it's in the middle of the field. That stadium is great. It's really outstanding in its field.
I don't get that joke.
Okay, never mind.
Okay. I got it. Sorry. Took me a while.
So John Renneber got it.
Got it.
Our friend.
Yeah.
And so he's this like twinkling light shows up, and it's Christopher Lloyd. And so he's got a bat, and of course he's all angeled out. And he's like, throw me a pitch.
It's me and Tony Danza.
Yeah. And so he, this old-timey baseball player shows up and is going to pitch a ball to him.
I think it's just generic. It just says Brooklyn or something.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember who it is. It's like an actual player they're trying to say, I think.
I don't know.
I just can't remember his name off the top of my head. But he's getting ready to pitch it, and some people go, "Hey, wait a minute." And it's a bunch of angels.
Like leatherhead angels.
Yeah.
Back in the day of football. Yeah,
they're wearing like leatherhead uniforms. Yeah. Like, so your old-timey leather helmets and white.
Like that John Kerensky and that George Clooney movie.
Yes.
Yeah, no.
So but they're all, of course, all their uniforms are white, including the leather helmets, and they have wings. And they're like, they're like, "Hey, can you hurry up? The season's over. Our season is beginning." And he's like, "Well, hold on. Let me just get this last pitch in."
I think this is exposition. I don't even know what this is.
No, I don't. It's nothing.
I don't think it's anything.
He goes, he's like, "Can we," he goes, "just one last pitch." And so he the guy pitches a baseball, he hits it, and of course it sparkles as it flies away, and then like while it's flying, it turns into a football.
It turns into a football.
And then it says angels in the end zone.
I think it just was a teaser for whatever.
Yeah, it was weird.
I don't know. It was weird.
We were like, what the hell? But we cut to inside of this house.
Beautiful house.
Yeah. And it's Jesse Harper, played by Matt Lawrence.
My fourth favorite Lawrence brother.
Correct. Behind Vicky Lawrence.
Vicky Lawrence is my fourth. She's my third favorite Lawrence brother, Vicky Lawrence. Yes. Yes. It goes Joey Lawrence, the younger Lawrence, the lady that played Mama from Mama's Family.
Correct. And then Matthew Lawrence.
Then Matthew Lawrence.
That sounds right.
Then Martin Lawrence.
There you go.
Yeah.
So his little brother, Kevin, played by David Gallagher.
Yeah.
They are playing like one of those like old football? Vibrating football game things.
Yeah, like a football, like not foosball, but like kind of a football.
It was that thing where you'd set up your pieces and then you'd turn it on, it would vibrate, and they would like tackle or move.
Okay.
Like the old timey kind of game
thing.
And so they have this set up and they're playing that
with their dad.
With their dad. Peter Harper. Of course, played by Jack Coleman. And so they're just, you know, roughhousing and having fun. They're just a tight family. They love each other. And he ends up putting the kids to bed and he's teaching them
like Jesse some football things.
Yeah,
yeah. Because he's, you know, we'll find out that he's a big time football star back in the day.
Well, and Jesse's really, he's interested in trying out for the football team, but he's like, Dad, there's a lot of people trying out. Like, if I don't make it, don't be disappointed in me. And he's like, I wouldn't be disappointed. Like, he's supportive.
Yeah. I mean, they seem to be a, you know, fine family that doesn't have many problems.
Yeah. And so, he's going to try out for this team. He goes out there, and when he goes, the team is terrible.
The team is awful.
There's, like, a kid who, like, he can't see without his giant, thick glasses.
42! 42! Just and, hike, go.
Yeah. And people can't hit anything. They, you know, at one point, there's a kid, they just pitch the ball, and he's running, you know, and it's you know, I mean, it's really going.
He keeps
running.
I'm open.
It's going long at this point. So the kid runs, and you could pretty much call what's going to happen. The kid.
Oh, yeah.
The kid hits the goalpost and kind of knocks himself silly. Although I will laugh. There is this one little thing then where they're like, normally they don't show the ball or whatever, or it lands right next to him.
Right.
Some guys just kind of lightly jogging on the track and it just hits him in the head and he goes tumbling. Oh,
yeah, that's true.
I had to laugh at that.
Yeah, I mean, it has your generic, like, these are the not troublemakers, but these are the misfit kids of the football team.
Yeah, I mean, they're just, they're not good. And so they haven't won a game in years.
We don't get much backstory with them. They're just kind of the team.
Yeah.
That's not that good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they haven't won in years.
Yes. I think you said he's like 56 and 1 or 0?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Or 0 and 56, whatever.
Whatever.
But yeah, like they have not won for years. It's just weird to me because like you could have like, I mean, it's a rotating group of kids.
Yeah, that's what I don't understand. I'm like, you are the worst coach or the most unlucky coach ever.
Yeah,
you have the worst crop of kids.
It's not like it's a college where they recruit you to the other one. Like this is a public school,
right?
So I don't know.
I don't know. You're probably a, you know.
But the school,
the coach played by Paul Dooley.
Paul Dooley's a coach. So he Coach Buck.
Yeah,
Coach Buck. His name is. Yeah. And he has this goobery assistant named Artie, played by Alan Zink.
You said you remember him from the Jose Chung episode of X-Files.
X-Files.
And I said,
yeah.
That's why I married you, because you remembered stuff like that.
He was the guy who said that David Duchovny was a mandroid.
Yes.
Yeah, which, yeah.
I'm impressed by that you remember that.
I remember the lines. You know how many times I watched that episode?
That's why I married you.
Hell yes.
So, Jesse goes out there and shows his skills.
Yeah, he runs, and he does an amazing job.
And he makes the team.
Yeah. And so he's so proud. So he goes home, calls his dad.
Well, we should say that he tells his mom, because his mom's still alive. We didn't mention his mom.
Yeah.
Right. So his mom, and his mom's played by, like, fake Meg Ryan. Am I right? She looks like fake Meg Ryan from the 90s.
See, I thought she was the mom from...
You thought she was the mom from My So-Called Life.
Yeah.
She was not even close. She kind of had
think
that,
it,
like...
it was her haircut.
She had that really weird haircut, like, that women had in the 90s. But that girl, that lady
where it wasn't a bob, but it's not like the I Want to Talk with Your Manager haircut. It's just kind of weird, spiky.
It's just kind of weird and very, like, you know, Midwestern kind of 90s cut.
Played by Linda Boyd.
Linda Boyd. Now, read the... Could you read, maybe tell what the trivia was for her?
Yes.
What was it again? You looked up trivia about this because you're like, who's this actress? I've never seen her before.
Yeah, so I'll look stuff up about people and things about the movie as we go.
Yeah.
Linda Boyd.
This was a trivia.
This is the legit trivia. Yeah. Linda Boyd is both a mother and a grandmother. Mm-hmm. And 12 out of 16 people found that helpful.
12. I mean, I don't know what kind of help that you were looking for. Like, Linda Boyd was like a clue in the crossword puzzle.
This
mother.
This like Angels of the End Zone actor is both a mother and a grandmother.
Okay.
Boyd.
Who's the actress in Angels of the End Zone who's a mother and a grandmother? Let me look that one up. 12 people. 12 people have that crossword puzzle. Found that helpful.
So, but yeah, so, but yes, so, but I was
excited. Four-letter word begins with a B. I'm Boyd.
Although, this, the helpful tip for this movie in general was Christopher Lloyd is the only person from the original to be in the sequel.
Yeah.
So. And it was like one out of three found that helpful.
People were more impressed
by Linda Boyd.
By Linda Boyd's
being a mother trivia. And a grandmother than
taxi star Christopher Lloyd.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
So he goes home, or he calls his dad, he tells his mom. They're waiting at home for dad to come home.
His dad's excited. His dad works in like some architectural firm or something.
Yeah. Something where he's drawing
something.
Yeah.
He did this one thing. Woohoo! Like when he got the news that his son was on the football team. Woohoo! Like out loud.
And it was very awkward.
Like, the whole office was like looking at him and goes, "My son made the football team." And they all clapped.
He goes, he's playing tailback. And they're all like, yes, of course. And like clap for it.
And I said, is he at work or Starbucks?
Yeah.
Because that would be awkward if he was at Starbucks.
Yeah.
Hey, my son made the team. And everyone's like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah. I feel like they're all afraid of him. My son made tailback. Clap for him. So.
It was weird.
Yeah. So while they're waiting for Peter to come home. You see on the news, there's some guy with a very obviously Canadian accent talking about the weather.
Oh, yeah.
And,
well, he goes, in our area, it's going to be rainy. And he actually doesn't point to the map itself. He just points to the Pacific.
Yeah, he points to, like, the entire western half of the United States.
I don't
States.
Know where the city's at.
Yeah. I think it's in the northwest, but I'm not sure.
I don't know. I want to assume it's probably maybe Oregon or someplace where it's a little bit colder than maybe Northern California. Where
yeah,
maybe
something
colder
like that.
Because
yeah.
they were wearing coats.
Yeah.
Or jackets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he kind of motions there and he's like,
Southern.
This is going to be a real bad rainstorm there. And he goes, we're going to have this really bad rainstorm. And if you're thinking about going out there, I have two words for you. Don't.
Because in Canada, you don't.
I've got two syllables for you. Don't.
It's two words. In the Canadian dictionary, they're like, how many words is don't?
We count the individual parts of the contraction.
Don't a.
Don't.
Don't a. I think that's what the other word was.
So they're waiting. They're like, huh, that storm sounds bad and like a plot device.
Huh.
And the phone rings, and of course, Kevin runs over and it's just like, hey, Dad, where are you? Blah, blah, blah. And he starts freaking out, and then he goes, oh, yeah, hold on. And so he gives the phone to Grace, who is the mother, and she's just like, yes, okay. And, turns out there was an accident, and presumably he just died in a car accident.
Yeah,
of some kind.
We guess he did.
Yeah, we don't hear any more. We don't know. Whatever. Yes.
So Jesse's distraught.
Yeah. So Jesse is just like no,
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 no.
Pay me now, no.
And Seven Heaven Kid is just like, what did I call the Seven Heaven Kid? I go, what if. Webigail from DuckTales was a human.
Yeah. So we never hear anything about a funeral.
It's true. We don't, do we?
Or see anything with it. We presume they're just like, well, time to move on.
I think they were like, cremate him and flush him down the toilet, just it's, like the goldfish.
The Northwest. Oh, no. Sasquatch got him. There was no casket. The, so, Jesse don't goes
forget,
to...
Don't forget, my last wishes are to be flushed down the toilet.
So they go to... they go to play football.
Yeah.
Jesse is in the locker room.
They're going to do their first game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're all psyched.
They're all psyched.
They're ready to go. You know, he is their big hope for winning. And they get out there. And, they're like, coach is like, Jesse is sitting on the bench. And he goes, everything okay? No.
No, his coach? Dad just... like
no, coach.
I'm going to assume it's a small town. Everyone knows his dad died.
Clearly, because earlier he was like, is your dad...
Yeah.
Whatever.
Your dad Peter is Harper? Peter Harper?
Yeah. I know your dad.
Yeah.
And so, basically... Kevin is watching like through binoculars.
Yeah.
And Jesse's just like, peace out, and just leaves. He changes back into his street clothes and just leaves.
Yeah.
And of course they lose the football game. That night,
why Jesse was going down to get a snack from the refrigerator.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. We noticed when he opened the refrigerator that they had two or three loaves of bread.
Yeah, they had like three loaves of bread.
In their fridge. And I'm like, your dad died. I'm going to assume that the bread consumption in your house probably went down after that. That maybe you don't need those three loaves of bread.
There's only three of you.
That much bread. Like a loaf for each one of them?
Yeah, they each get their own loaf. Very territorial about my bread.
Not, yes. Yes.
That people were like, they got sick of casserole, so they're like, here's a loaf of bread.
Here's a loaf of bread.
Here's
for
a
you.
Loaf of bread and some
look,
cheese.
Look,
peace
I don't
out.
Have time to make a casserole. Jimmy is on the football team.
Yeah.
Because it seems like everyone's on the football team.
That's true. They are.
Yeah.
So Kevin tells Jesse, like, look, you know, football is so important to you.
Yeah, it's the most important thing.
And he goes, it was the most important thing to you. And he goes, not anymore. You know, this puts stuff in perspective. I don't really care about it anymore. He's like, oh, come on. It still is important to you. You belong on the team, and you're going to make them better.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's grieving.
Yeah, and he said the only way he'd get back into... the only way he'd get back to playing is if they started winning. Which doesn't sound like...
It doesn't sound like a team player.
Yeah, no.
No.
No. Later.
I'll tell you what. I'll go back when they start winning.
Yeah.
In the meantime,
like you're hot
here's
shit,
some bread.
Jesse.
Here, take this loaf and shut up.
I'm going to take this loaf upstairs. He just eats it from the top. He just...
Cry in this loaf of bread.
I'm going to eat all the crust and put the soft parts back.
There was so many loaves of bread in there. There's no reason why this movie... I don't know why that's the thing that drove me crazy about this movie, but it did.
It's so weird. Out of all the things that could have driven you crazy about this movie.
That's the one that did.
So...
Could have been Christopher Lloyd's acting, but nope.
Yeah, he was a little... cuckoo bananas with his stuff. So Kevin goes outside and prays to the angels to come. He prays to the angels to come and help the team.
Most people pray to angels.
Win some
they?
Games.
What? Do you pray? I mean, when people pray, don't they pray to God, not to angels?
I think.
But he was praying to angels.
Yeah, it's weird.
Okay.
So he
he had a math quiz and he was
praying to angels.
He was praying to angels. All that bread went to the head.
He was praying to Laura Engels Wilder.
It's Eagles, but yeah.
I know what it is. Okay. So He prays and he basically says, please help the team win some games so that Jesse can start playing again.
Yeah.
So the next day, there's a football game. And Kevin and their mother go to the game.
Why? Jesse's not on the team anymore.
Even though Jesse's not on the team and also Jesse does not go.
Yeah. So you have to be in a small town. Because normally that's just people in small towns that don't have anything to do.
Yeah.
They just then support the team.
Yeah, I went I went to a football game in Western Nebraska once. It was the first time I'd ever seen. They played 8-man football. So they were minus some people. But then they also had, their field was only 80 yards long.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's going on? And the rules were different. I was so confused. But the entire town was there.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I mean. So they have to be in a small town.
Yeah.
You know, so because there's no reason for them to be there. Jesse's not playing.
Yeah.
So they're watching the game.
Yes, yeah, so they're watching the game. You know, they're down. I think it was like 14 points the other team had, and they had zero. And one of the guys throws the ball long. And he's not going to make it.
No, it's too high.
And then as the ball goes up, you can see in the sun, all of a sudden you see the Leatherhead Angels fly down.
Yeah.
One of them does. And he...
Pick up the player.
Yeah, he grabs the player, throws him into the... Or picks him up into the air, lifts him up, and he catches the ball, and they bring him back down.
Touchdown.
Yeah, he gets a touchdown. And so... They scored, so everybody's freaking out.
Yeah. And only one who saw it was the little brother.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or it's like 6-0 or something like that. Yeah. It's like whatever the score. So now...
Did you see the feather people, the cloud people?
Yeah, well, then a kid kicks... He goes to kick the football, and another angel comes out and basically rips the football open, and the air... From the back of it makes it fly around.
Yeah, I don't know, but you know, and you go, hey, maybe we could do that one over. That one didn't count because the football busted open.
Yeah, apparently not. Apparently we're okay with that.
Apparently that's must be a Patriot. Is that the Patriots?
Yeah, the Deflategate.
Yeah, Deflategate. Yeah.
Yeah. So I can't remember if this is where they give. No, that's the next one. So. Everything's going on, and of course the kid sees it. Kevin sees this. He's like, did you see those cloud people? No, what are you talking about?
Mom's reaction is like, no, shut up, here's some money, go get like a hot dog.
Go get us some, you need something to eat, go get like some concessions. So he walks out.
Usually when you're hallucinating angels, the best thing is a hot dog.
Yeah, well, I mean, the nitrites will dumb your brain back down. So he gets out there, and he is talking to Christopher Lloyd, the angel who shows up and kind of tells him what's going on. And, you know, it's, of course, Al is his name.
You prayed for us.
Yeah, he's Al, the angel from Angels in the
100 gigawatts.
Yeah, and, of course, it's really phoned in pretty much.
Really phoned in.
No, it's pretty phoned in.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, and he's, you know, Christopher Lloyd.
He's barely in it.
He's barely in it, and kind of is all like, I'll collect this check.
Yeah. So he talks to him, and at one point, the concession stand guy is like, who are you talking to? I'm the only one here. Like, I can't see whoever it is. And then he starts, like, freaking out and twitching, and he spins around a bunch and becomes the angel.
Yeah, we were like, what did you kill that guy?
We were like, did you kill that guy to, like, prove a point? I'm like, oh, no.
And when did it happen in the first one that you could just leap into human beings?
I don't remember that. I remember him, like, showing up places. And
taking control of a human being to be all
yeah, like, but they could drag them. Well, I don't know about that. They dragged people around and
I
shit.
I got that. I know that, but I don't think they could just, you know.
Not that I remember, anyway.
Weird.
Yeah. Anyway, he said, we're the last of a... Like a specialized group of angels who still make house calls, but most angels don't anymore.
Yeah, because most people don't pray to angels.
Yeah. And so he leaves them a feather as like proof that he was there.
Yeah.
And so,
So it comes back. He's all like, look at this feather.
Yeah. So
she's like, what? Were you watching Forrest Gump?
So later that day, like after the game,
yeah,
the coach is like kind of drawing, like you see there's like a drawing of a football player catching a football, and he's like drawing wings on him.
Yeah.
And he goes, didn't you see that? It was...
Did you see something weird?
Yeah, he's like, I feel like there was something there. Like, it was just out of view, but there was something.
Yeah.
And so he kind of sees what's going on.
So I guess the coach has angel vision, too.
Yeah.
A little bit. Degree.
Yeah. But this is his last season. So, like, he's just... He kind of chalks it up to him wanting to win or to...
Maybe.
Yeah. Now, there are some kids who... are kind of these... I don't get the plot point with these kids.
There are two kids on the sideline. They are betting against... I think yes. They go to the school. We don't know. We've never seen inside the school except the locker room. We don't even...
Right.
You know what I mean? No, there's one scene where...
Yeah, there is.
So we don't really know if they go to the school, but they bet against the team all the time because they're losers.
Yes.
So they know it's a sure bet.
Yeah.
And one of them looks like the guy that played... Pete from Pete and Pete.
Yeah, the older Pete. From Pete.
And the other guy's just kind of like a generic guy.
The other guy looks like the guy with the rat like mustache from
the
Workaholics.
The troublemakers in a way, kind of, you know, sitting on, you know, they're not the jocks, they're not the popular.
Yeah.
You know, they're kind of troublemakers.
They are the troublemakers.
And they're in this movie for some reason. And I think they just moved Jesse's plot.
Yeah, basically. So, basically, they start getting irritated.
Yeah, because he's losing money.
Yeah, because at this point, at one point, Kevin, the mom takes Kevin. Well, there's this weird business, too. The mom takes Kevin to, like, a child psychologist.
Yeah, that was weird, too.
At the school, and is like, you know, saying you need to talk with him. Something's wrong with him. And Christopher Lloyd is there with him. Like tickling him and moving his arms around.
Yeah.
And it cuts back to the psychologist who can only just see him flailing his arms and laughing. Yeah. And he was getting touched by an angel.
Sure, that's what you call that.
So
then he tells the mom.
Yeah, so he's like, he goes, well, I'm not so worried about him. I'm more worried about you. And he's like, a beautiful woman, like, who's had this tragedy at the time of her, this point in her life, and blah, blah, she must be lonely.
She didn't do anything about that. She just was all, like, just looked at him.
Yeah, she's like, ew. And kind
Did
of,
you say
yeah,
poo?
No, she was just like, okay.
Yeah, she just kind of, you know.
But yeah, the teacher ends up being a creep. I mean,
you might as well, like, invite him over, make him some French toast. You have enough bread.
Yeah.
You have enough bread, lady.
No, that's our bread. Bring your own damn loaf.
No.
Now. But yeah, so she's creeped out by that, obviously. And the kids, who are kind of the punks, they're pissed. And so they're like, hey, Jesse's walking. And they're like, hey, you want to ride with us?
Yeah.
And so he's like, okay. So he climbs in with them in the car, and they start hanging out.
So meanwhile, there's a montage of like, the football games.
Yes.
Right? Jesse is not on the team, right?
Yeah.
So they keep going through these montages where they keep winning, okay?
Well, right at the beginning of that, though, there's the one kid who is terrible.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But Kevin can see that the angels are massaging his feet.
Oh, yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, it was weird. That seemed more gropey than anything. But
yeah, it seemed more like the two angels were like, ooh, feet. They give a feet fetish.
They're foot fetish angels. Ooh.
What are they giving the foot massages?
These are Foot Locker uniforms. They're not actually. So it's not even angels. It's just dudes with Halloween wings on. Oh, my God. I can't believe they're letting us do this.
Oh, my God. We snuck ooh, in. We pretended
we're angels,
to be angels.
We help you win. Oh. Let me touch your feet.
I gotcha. Oh, yeah, sure. I just thought you were part of the group, Christopher Lloyd says. So, yeah, I mean, but they're going
so, yeah, and so Kevin's like, dude, that guy, you got to put him in there. And they're like, but he's one of the worst. They're like, trust me. And so they put him in. And they're like, dude, you did not even put your shoes back on, you moron. Like, he's just barefoot out there, or in his socks.
Socks.
And so they kick off the ball, and it comes to him, gets right up to him, and it freezes.
It freezes.
Like, it's just kind of rotating in midair.
That's true.
And they're like, grab the ball and run. Like, it's nothing to be concerned about.
No.
Grab the hovering ball and run. And so he grabs it. And there's this kind of weird shot of, like, as he's running with it, then he starts to fumble it. But the Angels keep it in play because they are, like, popping up from places and bouncing it around.
Right.
Then one of them takes it and runs with it. So the football is just flying around
floating
the field.
In the air. Yeah.
And, like, the ref's like, well, it didn't touch the ground.
Well,
I guess it's a live ball.
It's a live ball.
It's just floating around.
It is.
Like, it's possessed, but, you know.
So that happens, and then we see.
So there's a montage. They make Kevin the. Kevin becomes the kind of like mascot good luck charm.
Now, we need to mention that there is an announcer that keeps going.
Oh, God, yeah.
And he's annoying. And he's just a voice character, actor who does a bunch of video games and stuff like that. No one real big. But he's quite annoying. So we're going through this whole montage, and I noticed something about like all the games. Jeremy, is that they're all home games. At no time did they go outside of their school. They were all playing home games.
That's a good point.
Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Like, I was like, don't you travel for these games at all?
Yeah, that's interesting.
Like, how like obnoxious are you guys that you're like, you're the losing team, your history of losing. You're like, but come play on our field.
Yeah.
That seems kind of like...
Maybe they all share a field.
Maybe they do.
We only see the games they play and we don't see the other ones.
Maybe. Who knows? That's a good. But
yeah,
I just thought of that. I was like, oh, that's
yeah,
cool.
It's pretty odd. While all this is going on and things are going well for the team, Jesse is running with the other kids and.
Yeah.
With his shady friends.
With his shady friends. And the one shady friend, the Ferguson or Pete.
Pete. We'll just call him Pete.
We'll just call him Pete.
Yeah.
We don't want to get our Nickelodeon things confused.
Right.
So Pete from Pete and Pete keeps losing money because he's, you know, they're winning.
Yes.
So he thinks that, like, the brother is giving, like, finding plays, like the football
calling, plays? Yeah, he thinks he's calling the plays.
And
so he's like, hey, how do you think your brother's doing this thing where, you know, he's calling the plays? He's like, he's not. Like, he doesn't know anything about football. Not enough to make this happen.
Yeah.
And he's like, really, though? You'd tell me, though, right? And he's just like, yeah, I guess, but he's not doing anything, I swear. And so they're trying to figure it out. And he's like, because otherwise I got to supplement my income. Like, I have to get money.
Yeah.
And so later on... And Jesse's with those guys at a gas station.
At a gas station.
And so it's still... So this might be like Oregon maybe? Because I thought they had full service pumps up until just recently.
Oregon?
There was some place. It was in the Northwest where you weren't allowed to pump your own gas.
Really?
Yeah. And they just did away with that. And it was ridiculous. There were adults who were like...
I don't know what to do.
But yeah, they were like, it's not safe for people to pump their own gas. This is how explosions happen and blah, 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 like just like ranting and raving like people not like just like, but this is how we've always done it. It was like young people who were like, I'm not trained to properly do this.
OK, well, that's odd. But so they're at the gas station and he's, you know, they're filling, you know, the self-service.
Yeah, the guy's filling the gas and washing the windows.
Yeah, washing the windows. And so Pete. Is in there stealing.
Yeah. Jesse sees him.
And Jesse like gives him a little like frown of like, hey, you shouldn't do that, right?
Yeah.
But really, Jesse should go, hey, don't forget to steal some Wonder Bread. We're out at my house and we really like gluten at my house.
We are a gluten full family.
We are gluten full family.
The opposite of gluten free, we are gluten exclusive.
Gluten full. We're gluten expensive, not gluten free.
Earlier there was a scene where the mother is talking to them and she's dishing out mashed potatoes and she seriously was like filling those plates edge to edge with mashed potatoes.
Yes.
she was like scooping it. It was just kind of busy stuff.
I
it was
get
that,
maybe
or it was
like when someone dies and you're grieving, you go through carbs. But come on,
it was just like, okay, look, this boiled bread is not going to eat itself. Just
so Jesse is like, well, I don't know.
Jesse's like,
no.
That. And so he's like, pay the man, pay the man. And Pete's yelling at him to pay the guy.
Yeah.
So Jesse pays him. And then the guy's like, what the hell's going on? And he sees that they
run off.
Yeah.
Except Jesse drops his wallet.
Yeah. Jesse apparently drops his wallet.
But keep in mind, he's in, you know, he drops his Velcro wallet.
Yeah. Yeah, we had to prove it because the guy goes and opens it up. And so Jesse's, you know, they pull forward and Jesse's like, what the hell? Why would you do that? That's wrong. He's like, I got to get my money somehow. And he was just like, you know what? I'm done with this. And so he's like, just forget you know me. And he gets out of the car and starts heading home.
Yeah.
And so while he's walking home, a cop stops and says, hey, are you Jesse Harper? And shows him Jesse, who's walking in his plaid woman's coat.
Yeah, that coat was amazingly awful.
Yeah, he and his brother can constantly wear like purple coats that I swear
everyone's
both of them are women's coats.
Coat.
Yeah. But it's so he's like, hey, you know, we found this. So the cop takes Jesse home. Because that's what you do with people with, like, you know, larceny.
Right.
And so he takes him home and the mother's talking to him and he finally is like, I miss Dad. I miss him so much. Like he breaks down and has this emotional moment. And, you know, the mother says that she misses him, too. You know, but they talk through it. So, so now the next day is the championship game.
Championship game.
And he goes and he talks to, Jesse talks to the coach at some point.
Yeah.
And the coach was like, do you know that your dad was, like, one of the best players I'd ever seen? You know, he played for me. He did this and this.
They give him a speech, yeah.
Yeah. And he offers him. He says, look, I know you, I've held your position on the roster open all year.
All year.
In the hopes that you would come back.
You haven't played a damn game.
Or trained
or
learned the plays or anything. But I was hoping you would come back to wreck things
up. I really was hoping. We don't need you. We got the Angels.
Yeah. So he's just like, eh, I don't know. I'll think about it.
Yeah.
And so the next day when the championship is going on, the coach is giving them all a speech about like, hey, we can do this. Let's get out there. Let's play hard. And there's a couple times we saw earlier where the players actually did get better, where the Angels didn't even help them.
Where the Angels didn't help them and they were actually getting better.
Yeah. And so
they just needed some confidence.
Yeah. So in the championship game, it's between the Westfield Angels, their team, and the other team, which they showed up early in the game and then showed up again. They're called the Screaming Demons.
Hmm.
Of course, they're all dressed in red.
So it's Angels versus Demons.
Yes.
Yes.
I rolled my
eyes. That's my
eyes
favorite Dan Brown novel.
Oh my god. Anyway, but the so the Screaming Demons, whose mascot is the fighting John Lovitz dressed as the devil.
John Lovitz as the devil.
There's a guy who looks just like John Lovitz from like the 80s where he was dressed as the devil on Saturday Night Live.
The devil.
Ha-ha!
That's the ticket. I'm the devil.
Do you doubt me?
Ha-ha!
And so So he's like just screaming at things. And then they're like, okay, let's do this. We're going to play.
Yeah.
Jesse's sitting there and he's like, come on, guys, where are you? And Christopher Lloyd shows up. Al shows up.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, no, we don't participate in championship games.
Can we go back? Like, so Jesse shows up in the locker room, though, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, is that offer still open?
Yeah.
Right? And they're like, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
And the whole team starts going, yeah, let's go. I would be pissed if I was on that team.
Yeah.
You don't deserve to be on this.
But they all they let him do was they go, you can do the coin toss. So, like, you can't really screw that up too bad.
Right, but what I'm saying is that, like, you didn't play a damn game in the whole season.
Yeah.
Like, they made it to the championship game not because of Jesse. So now they're all happy? I would be pissed.
You're like asking for people to be pissed off at Rudy for, like, playing the one game.
No, but Rudy was still on the team.
True.
Like, Jesse left the team because he was pouting.
I don't know. Maybe just, I'm going to throw this out here. The kids were sympathetic that his dad died tragically.
His dad died 3 months ago. The season was 3 months.
You get over it, you whiny bitch.
Get over it. Eat your Wonder Bread and get over it, Jesse.
Eat your bread, rob your gas stations, and get over it.
No, I get it.
It's the grieving process.
I get it. It just seemed a little odd that they were willing to just kind of like...
Yeah. I mean, it's a feel-good movie. Off. Yeah.
Christopher Lloyd shows up and talks.
Yeah, he says we can't. Heavenly law states that angels can't help in championship games.
And I don't. I've never seen the first one. I have seen bits and pieces of the first one.
They do basically the same situation. Thing, yeah. So now they're like, oh no. So like their team's all geared up. They're ready. They're going to be playing well. Coach Buck comes over and he's like... I just thought
it's because they didn't have enough money for special effects. So they had to like be sparingly.
It didn't seem like they did most of it.
I mean, they didn't save anything on it.
Yeah.
The special effects were not that great.
Yeah.
But it was a made-for-TV movie. But anyway.
But he goes... he's like, they're here, aren't they? The angels are here and this and this. And he's like, no. He's like, we're on our own. Uh-oh. He's like, we're screwed then. And Kevin's just like, and people are kind of watching for it. So Kevin goes, Kevin's like, I know what to do. So he does the flapping his arms like the angel thing.
Right, like the angel thing.
Which is exactly what happens in Angels in the Outfield
right,
as well.
But at no time during the season did they do this.
No.
Right?
No.
But in the first one, I remember them doing it all season.
He kept doing it. The kid kept doing it. Yeah.
Yeah, the kids. Yeah.
And it picked
up.
No
time did they do it.
No.
So, like, if he's doing it, and all of a sudden people are like, look at that kid and that chick that looks like weird Meg Ryan.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess we'll just start doing that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was really odd.
I don't know why I'm getting mad about a kid's movie.
But now the...
it's not a terrible movie.
So people are playing, they're doing really well, and like Jesse keeps running out of bounds. Eventually, like he runs off to the sidelines and stopping the clock, and then like the one kid from the Screaming Demons who was kind of pushing his buttons earlier,
yeah,
just like runs up and hits him for like no reason, not even like football hits him, just like punches him. He's like, what the hell? And he's just like, yeah.
I gotcha.
At one point, he goes, oh, when they did the coin toss earlier.
Oh, yeah. He says, I missed you at the father-son picnic.
I missed you at the father-son picnic.
I don't know what picnic. Like, are all the teams having a picnic where it's father-son?
Well, maybe it's, like, in the town.
Okay, maybe.
But even then, cool. You're such a cool dude.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, dick.
Good cool. for you.
Yeah.
Make fun of someone losing
their dad. No, it was, like, terrible.
Terrible.
And then, Jesse's
that kid's been on an all bread diet.
But he goes, I missed you at the father son picnic. And Jesse's basically like, I'm gonna fuck you up. Like he says, it's go time or something. Like, so he says something.
He's like, the only thing I've had for 3 months is fucking bread.
It's bread.
So now you're dead.
Bread equals dead,
is what I thought he said. But no, he
basically says like, I'm here to play or something like that.
His inner dialogue, yeah.
And so the kid was like, oh, okay, because he couldn't like intimidate him. So later on, like there's some other people doing running plays and Jesse hits that kid really hard.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, wow, I should actually hit you a little harder next time.
So it's like, and what is it? Is it a tie at the end of it?
Close, yeah, like they need to get a touchdown to win. Like they can't kick a field goal or they won't get enough.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
So they need to get a touchdown, but Jesse keeps running out of bounds. And so they're like, we have to make it all the way down there. And he's like, I can do it. And he's like, you know, I don't know. Well, so then he says, like, the Kevin was like, hey, the angels aren't here to help you, which he doesn't know anything about. Like, he's been absent for most of this angel stuff.
Yeah, like,
anyway.
How does he know?
Yeah. But he's like, he goes, no. He goes, I do have an angel with me. He goes, it's Dad. Dad is here with me.
Can we go back just 1 second? Like, they're like, hey, because what's his last name again?
Harper.
Harper. He's like, Harper, you're in. How is he in? He doesn't know any of the plays because he hasn't been there all season.
Well, he's been playing. He's been driving the ball down the field most of the time. Oh, because a kid hurt his knee, like,
no,
right
but
out
like
the gate.
First time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, okay, whatever. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. So Jesse's like, I can do this. And he's like, I feel I have an angel with me. It's Dad. Dad is with me. And he's like, okay. So they
wouldn't it be
run
like
the
terrible
play.
If it wasn't his dad, but it was Della Reese.
It's me, Roma Downey.
I told him at the time that like I was watching football with my dad, and my dad went, oh no. Hold on, the show's on. Like, he flipped it, and it was Touched by an Angel.
Yeah.
Like, he stopped watching football because, oh, no, Touched by an Angel's on. I got to watch that.
And you're like, what's happening?
And I go, what the hell?
So he runs it in. He's running down the field. And, like, at this point, they do this weird thing. It's been day the whole time. And all of a sudden, everything has a blue filter on it, which I'm like, is it supposed to be night all of a sudden, or is my TV going bad?
Like the last play, and
yeah.
It turns to night.
Yeah, and they do this big thing about turning all the lights on.
I think they just lost magic hour in that scene, and they just were like,
probably.
Yeah.
But then they were like, okay, well, he runs it in for the touchdown. He gets to the end zone, and as he gets to the end zone, it's like really everything is super dark in the background.
Yeah.
And there's just like a few floodlights on, or like spots on like him.
Oh,
and
that's probably why they had to do
it.
To
and
get the
Jack Coleman walks in
his
out of
dad.
The dark. Yeah.
Yeah. And he says, save the cheerleader, save the world.
So Satan and I were talking, son. And we think so he goes, well, you know, I'm really proud of you, and he kind of gives him this thing, talks about this, and Jesse gets to say his goodbye to his dad because he didn't get to say goodbye before. And then he hugs him, and I made this kind of joking comment about, like, oh, God, he's hugging, he's crushing a fan in the end zone, oh, no. And then it actually cuts to him hugging the goalpost.
Yeah.
And nobody comments on that. It's not supposed to be funny, but it's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah,
and he's just
it's
like,
pretty ridiculous.
Because I just imagine him running up with the football, dropping it, and then just hugging the goalpost.
Yeah. So they lift him up.
Yay,
won the game. And then they lift up the other brother, too.
Yeah, then they lift up Kevin because he's the mascot.
Because he's done nothing except, you know, the mascot.
Yeah.
And then fireworks go off.
Yeah, a lot of fireworks.
And then you've been deuced. It's the end of the movie, right?
Yeah. Oh, then the angels all take off.
Oh, yeah, the angels take off.
And so you see them as, like, littering streaks across the sky, too. But
yeah. There was, okay, even though I have to touch on this, the one kid, there was one, like, kind of foreign exchange student.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't he, like, start dating one of the cheerleaders?
Yeah.
And then she did, like, a flip.
Yeah.
And then all the angels were, like, did a score thing. Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah.
I just had to say that.
Yeah, it was weird. Like, he comes up, and it was kind of borderline. We were like, is this racist
or
no?
Is this racist or not?
Because it's time for our favorite game show. Is this racist or
racist
not?
Is this racist or not?
The kid comes up, and
here's your guess, Os.
Don Imus. the kid comes up,
and he had a certain type of hair.
It's really weird. It's like, it's while everybody else is trying out. He shows up and he says, I would like to play the soccer.
Right. So we're like, are you Fez from like that 70s show?
And I was like, oh, this kid is probably not, I don't know what his deal is. But he's like,
I mean, we can digress on that.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Garrow, played by Sean Amsing.
But, you know, they won the game. They yeah. celebrated. And
yeah, he wants to play. They keep doing things where, like, he doesn't understand what a cup is. Yeah.
A cup or whatever.
But he would have had one in soccer.
Yeah.
And, whatever. Like, he wants to play football. But he's got a hell of a kicking leg. That's his.
I just had to mention. We didn't talk about that guy, that kid, but whatever. He was kind of. There was a lot of characters that were just wasted and kind of on the side.
Dubinsky and the others.
The others. Okay. So that's what we thought of it. Yeah. Let's hear what other people thought of it.
Yeah,
it
please.
Is hard to find a lot of reviews on this movie. A lot of them were actually not that bad reviews. And I like to pull a bad review and a good review out just to kind of compare it. So I kind of had to go to somewhere else to get the good review or the bad review. So, but I'll read the first one. And keep in mind, I will tell you when they wrote this, too, because that's important. So this was in 2003. Z Particles gives it a 7 out of 10. Says it's a sensitive story. I actually saw this before its predecessor, so maybe that makes me biased, but I enjoyed it more. Like Outfield, it is a really sensitive story about trying to overcome a loss of life. Matthew Lawrence and David Gallagher are great as the two brothers, as is Paul Dooley as the football coach. Another great Disney Channel movie that leaves you with a feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And then this person gave it a 1 star, and their name is Destiny. And this is 2015, and it says, wouldn't play in my VCR. Right.
What?
It says it wouldn't play in her VCR.
Well, yeah, it's a DVD.
No, she bought it on VCR. It says format, VCH tape.
VHS tape?
VHS tape.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting.
Interesting, yeah. Mm-hmm. So there you go. That is the reason why when you buy a VHS tape and you can't play it in your VCR, give it a 1 star.
Yeah, I mean, that's totally its fault.
It's totally its fault.
This is a contest.
It's not their fault that you're still buying VHS tapes.
Was it from last year?
It was 2015.
Oh my God!
Here's another one from Beta User. It says, "Wouldn't play in my Betamax. Wouldn't play in my Laserdisc."
I was just gonna say, from Elise, "Would not play in my Laserdisc player."
It was really hard to find bad reviews because most people wouldn't type their review of this movie, they would just give it a star, and there's not that many people that reviewed it.
Yeah.
So people mostly liked the good feel of it.
Yes.
And it's a good feeling movie. There's nothing bad about the movie that isn't a bad good feeling.
Well, and it's an interesting thought about, like, because to me, really, like, they use the same gimmicks in these ones.
Yeah.
And even, like, Christopher Lloyd is, it's more phoned in, but, like, a lot of the story things. Because I watch it, and I'm like, you did this before.
Yeah.
And so, if I had seen this one first, maybe I would feel differently about it. Mm-hmm. But I thought the story in Angels in the Outfield had more heart. Like, the side story
was
much more. Because we don't deal with, I mean, we can talk about this in our 5 questions,
too. Yeah,
okay. So, what was your favorite part of this movie?
Well, I have 2 favorite parts of the movie.
Yeah.
Okay. My number 2 of my favorite part would be the kid that played the younger kid. Is his name Gallagher?
Yeah.
David Gallagher?
Yes.
Basically, he was a fine kid.
Yeah.
Well, a fine little actor, right?
Yeah.
And he kind of had the less thankful role, because he had to be, like, in it more than most of the other actors.
Yeah.
Right? Even, I think he was on screen more than Christopher Lloyd.
Yeah. Well, everybody was on screen more than Christopher Lloyd.
Yeah, but this kid was in it more, even more than the Lawrence kid.
Yeah.
So, like, kind of a thankless role for this little kid to play, right?
Yeah.
So I thought he was decent for, you know, a kid actor. You know, he hit what he needed to do correctly.
Yes.
But my first favorite part of the movie was probably Paul Dooley being the coach and kind of not, like, letting that be. Even though it was kind of one-dimensional, there were times where he kind of played it more lighthearted, you know. It could have been more, but it was probably my favorite. There's not a lot in this movie
yeah.
that is great.
Yeah.
But not that's so bad that you're like, why do they, why do they even do this?
So to compare, like, talking about Paul Dooley, to compare, I think of the coach from, like, Teen Wolf 2, and just to do this here, but also, like, Teen Wolf, where it's a coach where it's just, like, he's goofy. Yeah. He doesn't care. He doesn't whatever. And we see that Coach Buck definitely cares the entire time, whether they win
about
or
that.
Lose.
When I was watching this movie, I thought about that. Team Wolf 2, I don't know why.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, like, I kind of enjoyed that.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah, no, I
enjoyed his speeches. They were generic, yes, but, like, the actor himself knows how to act. He knows how to hit the sentimental marks correctly.
Yes.
He's been doing it for years.
I think my favorite part, Paul Dooley is good. I really enjoy Paul Dooley's stuff. But I do like, I like the part, like seeing Matthew Lawrence like kind of conflicted and seeing him like dealing with the trauma from his father's death. I would have liked more of it though. Like, I don't think they did it.
Yeah.
I don't think they did it as much as they should have gotten into it, because it wasn't as meaty as it should have been. But I did like that. And especially when, like, after the thing with the cop, it was just all, it was all just very quick.
It was very quick.
But
that's why I think that's why I get angry about it, because it was so, like, you know.
But I will say, when he's sitting there with his mom and it's the first time he breaks down.
Yeah.
That was the, I think that was probably one of my favorite scenes, because then it was like, that's your turning point moment, where like he's looking at going back to do the football and whatever else. But like, that was the first time I was like, oh my god, because he, for somebody who was pretty highly billed, he was seemed very peripheral a lot of times.
I'm gonna be honest with you, the angel stuff in this movie did not work. In fact, I felt like they weren't even in it that much.
No, they weren't. There was maybe like there's maybe
was
like
kind of
three
pointless
scenes
that they were in it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, yeah. I get why they were, but like, it was just, no.
It was less goofy and kind of slapsticky in the, I mean, there was some of that in the other one, but like,
yeah,
the one they showed up is much more poignant, I thought. But,
yeah.
But they also play more baseball games in the other one. But
can I change my answer? I think my favorite part of this movie is that the mom herself later became a real mom and a grandmother.
But no, I think Matthew Lawrence, like, I would have liked to see more, but what he did give me, especially in that scene, I enjoyed.
They didn't use him correctly.
No.
They needed
to flesh that out more.
That's why I said, like, that kid that they used almost too much.
Yeah.
Of.
Yeah, it was unbalanced.
But he did great for what he did.
Yes. Would you reboot, continue, or cancel?
I would reboot.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the world needs more feel-good movies.
Yeah.
And this could be a Disney Channel thing. This could be anything. It doesn't necessarily need to be a theatrical thing. And not necessarily, like, reboot the Angels aspect, but just reboot, like, just having, I don't know, more feel-good movies.
Yeah.
I think, you know what I mean? You could probably, I don't know. What do you think?
I think it. I would say end it. Honestly, like, if you can do a feel good movie and have it be something else,
yeah.
But end this, because this is kind of a one note deal.
What about a series, Angels in the Highway to Heaven? Where it's like an angel just going around helping sports teams left and right. Every episode,
different sports teams.
Yeah, look, feel good.
You can do that with some other show.
Okay.
But, yeah, I thought about that. Like, would I make it, like, an anthology or, like, a, you know, episodic kind of thing? And I don't know that I would. I think the way they did it in these, you could have another show that had that aspect of, like, you know, somebody coming in to save them or whatever.
Yeah.
Without it being a sports one each time. And you can have sports things for sure. But, like, I think, I don't know. I think
or something.
Yeah.
You know?
Or like a guy who leaps into people's lives, and sets right what once went wrong.
Look, these movies are about angels that help, but they're not saying, "Hey, Christianity," or they're not throwing
stuff
like like out there. It's just a thing that they use for a plot device.
The only thing that I would have been interesting is if the screaming demons were doing really well because there were demons helping in them, demons in the downfield.
Oh, right. Like, okay.
And so the angels and demons were like battling while the kids were like playing football.
That would have been fun. That would have been actually more slapsticky, though.
Yeah.
But that's fine.
Maybe that devil we saw was not their mascot. Maybe he was their...
Maybe it wasn't.
Yeah.
Maybe it was John Lovitz trying to get a paycheck.
Do you think this movie stands on its own?
Yeah.
I do, too.
There's nothing from the first movie except Christopher Lloyd.
Outside of the little beginning
They tell you at the beginning, hey, this season's over with. It's now football season. There's nothing that really, that carries over from the
season. And you don't need to understand that first part to know what's going on.
No, not really.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think it stands on its own. Does this make you want to watch the first one?
This movie alone, and again, I've only seen, like, clips, not even, like, bits and pieces. I think it does.
Yeah.
It makes me want to watch it.
I think... because there's enough in it that I wasn't like, ugh, I get it.
Yeah,
like,
it wasn't like there's super saturated.
Yeah, there's enough in there that, because I also know how sequels work, so there's enough in it that I think I would probably go, well, if this was all right and, you know, the first one probably was better, you know, then that'll probably be pretty good. And I would probably go back and watch it. But just watching this here and having seen the first one, mm-hmm. part of me is like, I kind of want to watch the first one again.
I kind of do, too.
There's some heart in
there. Plus, it's Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah. I mean, when you know Joey G. Lev like I do.
Hey.
Yeah. And finally, sum your experience up in two words.
Wow. You first, because I didn't even think of this question.
I would say, fumbled attempt.
Yeah.
Because it could have been, like, if this had the same, it's unfortunate that it became, like, a DVD release, whatever.
It's had potential.
It had potential. They could have made it a big thing. Like, I could have seen this being a theatrical release, given the right
budget
setup,
and
maybe it's just because Disney didn't give enough of a shit because there was not a football team to buy. I mean, that seems probably to be their they bought the probably A's when they did Angels in the Outfield, and they bought the Mighty Ducks when they did the Mighty Ducks.
Yeah, I guess my two words are half angel instead of half assed. Half angel, you know,
half astral.
Yeah, because They didn't have the angels a lot in the movie. And when they did, it was just Christopher Lloyd. Like, we'd never really talked to any of the other angels.
Right.
And I thought, that's kind of not cool.
You don't in the other one, though, either.
You don't really in the other one, mm-hmm. either? I don't know. Maybe in this one I would have liked to see. That way we could have built more of a mythology to help with another or a series or something.
Yeah.
Have more of that. I don't know. But look, it just... if falls a little flat, like it doesn't quite how about fourth down? That's my two words. Fourth down.
Okay.
Because, you know, they're not gonna make it and it's the fourth down and whatever.
Yeah.
You know,
time to kick it.
Yeah, like I felt like this was a field goal. No, my two words are field goal.
Okay. Field goal. 15 words later.
No, my two words are bread bowl.
Bread bags.
It just doesn't quite kick it over the field goal. You know what I mean? It doesn't quite do it. Okay, there was one interesting scene that we did not talk about is that they were the angel was kicking the field goal, or they were kicking the field goal and the angels move the whole field goal down.
The goalpost
down so it could go through the goalpost.
That happens in the first one too.
Does it?
Christopher Lloyd is hanging on the foul line. On the
like, no one saw that
post,
one?
And he bends it back so that the ball is fair.
Okay.
Although, even if that happens, if they were like, "Hey, that thing is bent," it doesn't like. That's not how that works.
That's not
like,
how it works.
It's just to help for like visual management. So,
So that concludes this episode with 70, Angels in the End Zone. You can watch that on YouTube if you want. If not, I'll watch something else. I don't
know. Yeah. Or VHS, presuming it works.
VHS. If you get the right VHS tape.
Yes.
Laserdisc, good luck.
Yeah.
If you find it, go for it.
You can send laser discs of Angels in the End Zone to us. Just private messages for our
private
address.
Private messages. So we are coming up to the month of September. We are doing Westerns for that month.
We do.
But
we do have another.
We're going to do another movie, but we are going to do some Westerns here coming up in September. So I'm excited about that. And what else? I mean, where can people find us, Jeremy?
People can find us at thedeucepodcast.podbean.com.
.com?
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, I blanked. I couldn't remember net or com.
Oh, com.
So, and then we also...
Oh, is it org? Is it org?
.gov.
Oh, .gov. Okay. Yeah.
.fart.
.fart.
CA.
We're Canadian.
So we have the deucepodcast.podbean.com. We have Apple's iTunes. We have Google Play. We have Stitcher, Podknife, a lot of the podcatcher kind
wherever
of things.
Wherever you get your... you can find us on Twitter, Facebook. Yeah,
make sure that you rate us wherever you can. We're on Facebook. You can subscribe to our page. We'll talk on there occasionally, throw things out. It's on Twitter. Our handle is @TheDeucePodcast.
Follow them. Follow No Phony Podcast.
Yes. Their handle is @PhonyNo.
And follow all the No Phony Podcast.
Correct.
Podcasts.
Yeah, there's the hashtag
network.
No Phony Podcast Network. That'll help you see all the most recent posts. So
do that. I mean, if you like a variety of things... If you like the variety pack of cereal and not just one cereal, not brand, you know, oat bran.
Yeah.
Then look at the No Phony Podcast Network.
Yes.
And you will love it.
I do love crackling oat bran, though.
I think I'm going to end it on this one.
Okay.
Remember to eat your bread. And the sequel is king.